one of my favorite parts of winter is the snowbirds. No, not the people who spend the cold months in Florida each year. I'm talking about the beautiful Arctic birds, like tundra swans, snowy owls, and red crossbills. Some of my most rewarding birdwatching has occurred in the winter months, when bare trees and quiet parks create the perfect condition for seeing different species of birds. Summertime birds that are originally from the tropics, called neotropic birds, breed in the north during the summer and then travel south for the winter. This is because the makeup of their food supply, like insects, caterpillars, and fruits, are more abundant during spring and summer in the northern states. So these birds continue this migration pattern because of their success while breeding during these optimal conditions. Better access to food, longer daylight hours, and greater areas to nest all play a part in their breeding success. The types of neotropical migratory birds that you might find in your backyard are mostly songbirds such as warblers, tanagers, and thrushes. If you live closer to water, you might also find sandpipers, plovers, and terns. In fact, one of Maryland's mascots, the Baltimore Oriole, spends most of the year, October through May, in neotropic areas. If you're like me, you'll learn to look for winter birds in your backyard. Red crossbills, mergansers, goshawks, grebes, tundra swans, and the ever-popular snowy owl. By weight, the snowy owl is the largest owl in North America. They're mostly white in coloring, with varied patterns of brown or black spots. You would probably recognize this owl as Hedwig from the Harry Potter series. The unpredictable migration patterns of the snowy owl are followed closely by the birding community, and we call these large-scale migrations eruptions. The winter of 2013 was one of the largest eruptions in the Northeast. Snowy owls were found as far south as Florida and Bermuda. For birds that spend most of their time in the Arctic, this was an incredible journey. Although snowy owl sightings are not very common, if you do see one, it will most likely be in a conspicuous place like an open field or near a shoreline. They like to perch on lampposts, barns, or anywhere with a good view. This helps them catch small mammals like rabbits, mice, weasels, ducks, and even geese. And unlike most owls, snowy owls are diurnal and will hunt all hours of the day. Understanding these birds' migration patterns will be key in leading conservation efforts for them. If you do see a snowy owl, make sure you report its location online. A great website for this is ProjectSnowstorm.org. A male snowy owl was just reported in Maryland this month. Snowy owls and other winter birds will migrate in order to find a more plentiful food source, so if you want to attract them to your yard, there are a few things that you can do. Providing high-calorie foods such as suet and peanut butter will be ideal snacks for winter birds. A heated bird bath can be a great resource, and nesting boxes will provide shelter, which in the winter months may be hard to come by. Birds will return to the same nesting or feeding grounds year after year if the supply is still plentiful. If you start some of these practices in autumn, birds will learn to recognize your backyard as a safe place to return to. So, while you are bundled up inside this winter, cozy by the fire and enjoying some winter treats, try to remember the birds outside and the ways you can help them thrive this winter. Plus, hearing the friendly chirping and chattering of birds in the winter can make the cold, bitter days a little bit brighter. You can learn more about our listening area's snowbirds by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.